The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back for hour number two of the National Intel Report on this ninth day of April 2018. And joining me today is Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald. And thank you. I was just texted this picture. Hashtag Op Muslim Brotherhood. And here's a picture of Marco Rubio, and Lindsey Graham and John McCain posing with rebels that they helped arm and funded in Libya in 2011, a year before the rebels attacked the embassy in Benghazi.
Wow. John, they weren't in a hot tub. Bubble Boy wasn't in a hot tub with those guys, right?
I don't know about that.
You remember that whole Rubio thing, Bubble Boy?
I remember.
Yeah.
Rob remembers.
Well, you know, you have to run with a certain class to obtain any political standing in this country. Unfortunately, it's like teaming up and sitting in Darth Vader's lap. But even Darth Vader wasn't all that bad in the end, no, was he? I just love it. You know, well, here's evil, but this is more evil, so go with the less evil. It's the lesser of two evils. Gosh. Mikey, my screen, I lost my screen again here. D in Minnesota. Go ahead, D.
Hi, John. It has to do, well, the guy Robert, I don't know. I think Trump's way beyond. I mean, he put freaks like John Bolton and Nikki Haley in there. They're some of the worst people you could imagine. I don't know that he's cleaning out deep state. It doesn't look like it.
Hey, don't forget Bloody Gina. Don't forget.
Oh yeah, her too.
Her new position.
That's to make.
Oh yeah.
That's to make the women in the country feel better. Now look, we have a woman that's the head of the dirtiest, crappiest, most underhanded. We kill and set up people by the thousands. The CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as Syria goes, I got two kids, so I know when I'm being lied to.
You know, I heard your call earlier on Mike Rivero.
Yeah, and that's basically
I wanted to remind you, I heard you use a term, GD.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
but
please don't repeat that, but I understand that you have somebody in the military?
My brother is, and I've got a son who's 19, and if this thing gets hot,
I understood where the passion
God
came from.
God forbid, they could draft him, and if it goes nuclear, we could all die.
Yeah. Well, I'm not...
This is scary.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking for the nuclear option here, but I'm looking...
I hope not.
Well, there is a reason, ma'am, that nuclear weapons have not been used since they've been invented. Well, we did.
Yeah.
But they were the low-yield atomic type, you know? We just killed off the largest concentrations of Christians in Japan, and I'm sure that was just. I don't know why not Tokyo. I don't ask me, but you know, let's pick two.
I think they'd already been bombed. That's why.
Well, not by an atomic weapon. I mean, that was
no, but they'd taken all the firebombs and gone into them.
Yeah, but D, what I was about to say is, if you wanted to make a big impression and just one bomb. You wouldn't need two bombs in two separate locations. Just bomb Tokyo and burn it right to the ground. But I understand your passion. I just wanted to bring that up to you, and I wanted to let you know that I was listening.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you were. I mean, But I'm hoping that this strike would be like a, I mean, I don't want to see him do it at all, but the lesser of the two evils would be the symbolic strike like they did when they hit those, shot off those cruise missiles and didn't hit much of anything. I'm hoping that's all it turns out to be.
Well, a strike of any kind, D, is illegal.
Is bad.
Any strike he does right now is illegal. Like I said, tomorrow morning, I hope I'm wrong on this. I hope I don't wake up and see the front page said missile strike in Syria at U.S. is at war. Officially, you'd be at war. You do a missile strike on somebody, you're at war now. And this whole thing gets really complicated because China and Russia and North Korea are going to unite. And I wouldn't be surprised, and I go another out on another limb here, I would not be surprised if a lot of smaller countries who are tired of being bullied around by the United States join up with the big three or four, including Iran, and saying, you know what, we're tired of the United States, the arrogance, this bullying, everybody around. This could get really ugly.
It could, that's what I meant by when I said getting hot. Yeah. And it could.
Steve, let me remind you and the listeners that the fate of the United States was for the United States not to be around anymore. That was the globalist plan. So they've been hacking and whacking away, dividing the country, allowing it to go into massive debt that could never be paid back, prompting the United States to, well, shoot anything that moves for whatever reason or excuse. And again, since this republic was founded, we have only known 4 years, four lousy years of peace. So, yeah, are people getting, have they had enough of the United States? Well, it's sadly enough, it's the last people to wake up, the very people in this country. They are waking up, and they're pissed, and thank you, but this should have happened 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. You know, could you imagine if we would have done away with the Federal Reserve 50 years ago, what position this country would be in right now?
Yeah, well, it certainly would be self-sustaining.
Well, we'd be the streets paved with gold. We would be the economic nirvana. But no, instead, we're heavily in debt, meddling in everybody's affairs. You know, and people, the right questions aren't being asked. You know, millions of people, we have been the cause, directly or indirectly, of millions and millions and millions of people in the Middle East. Yet nobody seems to be responsible for this, and nobody even wants to ask the question, excuse me, this whole thing started over weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and now you're using the very same scenario with this Nikki Haley, as you mentioned, Dee, which, by the way, she was a staunch anti-Trumper. She hated Trump. Why would you pick...
Why did he put her in?
That was my next question. Why would you take somebody like a Nikki Haley and make her UN ambassador?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either.
A lot of the stuff he does just blows my mind. I just can't believe it.
Well, and you know what? I'm not one of these people that believe in the scenario. Let's march the next neocon or the next deep state character or the sock puppet of the deep state. Let's march them up, display them to the public, and then cut their heads off. Trump doesn't have that much time, and neither does this country. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right.
Hey, Dee, let me ask Dee's question real quick. Dee, are you concerned just a little bit or a lot about a president who says, I have a button. My button's bigger than yours. Does that concern you a little bit?
That doesn't help me sleep well at night, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah.
Especially because I got a brother in the military and a son that's 19.
Yeah, it's an arrogant thing to say, but
it shows a
force. And it shows an insanity to actually say it. We have used two nuclear weapons, and we didn't have to, but we did. Yeah. And we were lied to about that because they were not dropped on heavily populated cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And they eradicated a lot of people. And I heard that comment, and then I keep hearing him, you know, mouthing off and Little Rocket Man. And then he said he pulled the...
And now Animal Assad.
Yeah, and he pulled the olive branch away from Vladimir Putin. You never, ever pull the olive branch away when you can stop a war? And I don't. Yeah. It bothers me. You know, he passed a medical health exam, and they said mentally he's okay. But it's stupid things like that. Stupid things like that that really bother me. Because is he stupid enough to push the stand
button?
You
have to wonder.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to agree with the senators and stuff, but I think Bob Corker had a valid point when he said that the White House was an adult daycare center. People are skipping their shifts. I mean, who's managing this stuff?
Well,
no, I mean, the things he says, the way he says it.
Well, and D, I want you to think about something here. It's the left that wants Donald Trump out, and they're willing to do anything and lie about anything in order to get him out. But now, well, let's add to this cacophony of just absolutely outraged citizens. Let's bring in the good people that he disappointed on the Republican side. Let's have both tribes going for the guy's head. You know, and we're sitting here and we're trying to guess this man's next move. We're trying to ferret out why he is making the decisions that he is, that somehow that he knows better and he's got a theme that he's going to be fulfilling here. But, you know, it looks a little janky on the outside, but don't worry, it's all good on the inside. I don't know. Am I willing to bet my country on that? Thank you, Dee. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good evening, John. What is disgusting, disgraceful, and very ugly is what the deep state's trying to do to Trump with this guy Weissman, Rosenstein, and all these Bolshevik Zog agents that are in our government. And the real news that you guys should be talking about today is what happened in Hungary, where Orban, he won in a massive landslide over there. And that's what's really should be talked on the news and all these news networks about what happened in Hungary. But no, you're hearing about Syria and some about what Israel and Russia's accusing Israel of throwing in a bomb or something over there, and it's been out of control. Well, you know, John, it's been out of control since Zog has taken over our government. When Nixon said, "Where did all these Jews come from?" Let's not kid ourselves. Tricky Dick Nixon said that, and it's on tape. Now, let's get back to what's going on with Russia. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Why are we going to go against a country that has more atomic bombs than we got? Why are we going to go against a military that's par none the United States force who are, and if you get the word Caucasian, it's called the Caucasus region of Russia. Now, what's going on here is disgraceful as far as the deep state is just totally controlling our government in Washington, John. And Hungary should be talked about right now. Hello?
No, I'm listening. I don't know if the story should be Hungary or not. Because
I absolutely believe it should be because, you know, the people over there are speaking like they spoke with Trump. Trump got elected by the Electoral College here in this country. Yeah, Hillary probably did have 2 or 3 million illegals. The immigration invasion alone of this country is being perpetrated by Zog. It's disgraceful. John, the main thing is what should be talked about is George Soros. This guy, Benny Netanyahu, who's Israeli prime minister, he even said this guy's a nutcase and he's trying to take down the Israeli government. But you got Soros. I guess this guy Orban's going to, now that he's got ultimate power in Hungary, he's going to try to get this guy Soros because this guy's a rogue. He's Goldfinger. If you ever watch James Bond, this guy is Goldfinger. You got Goldfinger running in the world, and that's George Soros. He's Goldfinger. That's what they should interpose to get this character.
All right.
This guy's a nutcase.
Tom?
John?
I appreciate the sentiments. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call. From Chris Hinckley, he says, FYI here, Tucker Carlson's Syria Assad piece, the opening monologue tonight, he says, is out freaking standing. And that's really harsh language for Chris. Really, really amazing for mainstream media. Really courageous, I'd say. Let me just say that Fox News, they're the neocon network. When it comes to issues such as constitutional and things of that nature, I mean, don't we enjoy hearing from Judge Napolitano, and don't we like hearing from people that are semi-conservative and they understand how to spell the word constitution and they know the difference between a republic and a democracy? We'll see.
Well, they are changing their tune a little bit, aren't they, John?
Well,
I guess they'll be bringing back Bill O'Reilly soon.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And I hear Rush Limbaugh's getting his hearing back, too. Rocks, caused by OxyContin, by the way.
Yes.
Wonder why it wasn't such a big deal then. Hmm. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
I call a lot lately because these are very heated issues for me because I was in the Gulf War. I watched the buildup. I knew the gunny sergeant. I knew Saudi generals. I took care of the king. He was my patient. I knew a lot of people. Prince Bandar, I met him. I met them all. But what I do know, what the weapons of mass destruction, what were the first two places that were robbed or taken down were in Iraq, were the museum and then the central bank.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Those are prime military targets, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, because what were the weapons of mass destruction? Those were those clay scrolls. And where did Hawking get his theory of string or strings? That's all ancient stuff. Okay. But they always went... Oh, I knew all the guys on the Patriot missiles, and they always lobbed them into open fields. And then CNN or whoever, whatever you were watching, because I was there, and CNN was supposedly at the end of the block. But they had lobbed things into fields, and they would show some sort of like, oh, a bunch of people, this building went down, this building. It didn't happen. I was there. I was in the hospital. We didn't have any patients. We had one guy the first night that the first supposedly Scud and the Patriot took it down. I filmed it. I have it on film. I watched all this stuff. And the guy was an Egyptian guy that wet his pants because of the noise. Okay? So it's a game. This thing in Syria, I don't know. I don't take it too serious. I know they like to kill each other. They've been killing each other since Prince de Borgia poured poisoning from her ring into her brother. Or
okay, so
or
if this is a false flag deflecting, what are they deflecting away from? Roxanne, give me your spidey sense because you've been moving in and around of these people. I don't know how you did it without holding your nose, but what's the purpose here of doing all this brouhaha with Syria? What are they deflecting from?
Because they're cracking down on the pedophilia worldwide. They're cracking down.
Okay.
You mentioned the opium, the poppy fields over in Afghanistan being burned down. They don't like this. This is not what the New World Order wants. So we got to bring out a porn star. We got to bring out bombs and children. Why do we get to see little naked Assyrian children? Why we can't see anything on Parkland? What's that all about? The white helmets, you know, all of that. Why do we get to see little babies in other countries, but we can't see one film footage of Las Vegas, the gunrunner, Paddock, Waleed bin Talal, that whole coup that was supposed to, all those princes got arrested. I mean, really? It's a show, and it's a bad show to me.
You're right. Roxanne, you know, you'll never see a war ever broadcast like Vietnam ever again. Because that the truth of really what war is about is what brought the Vietnam War to an end. People got upset, and they hit the streets, and they said, that's enough. We will never see mainstream media ever broadcast a war, the true war of our men and our women in harm's way and the destruction. You'll never see that ever again. They learned that was a mistake to show that.
Well, and
they'll
they learned that
stuff.
After Sandy Hook. Remember how they had the cameras from the helicopters, and everybody was ripping that apart? And that's why you only... What do we get from Parkland? A bunch of kids with their hands up in the air. But no, we get to see little baby Syrian kids on the ground. Assad is a doctor, for God's sake.
I know. Yeah, they're having...
Y'all have a great night.
Thank you. They're having a tough time selling this, because like I said, the feedback from... the blogs and the commentaries from around the world. Everybody is yelling BS at this point. All right, 800-313-9443. I want to play when we get back. I want to play a little piece that you didn't get to see from NBC and the interview that Megyn Kelly did with Vladimir Putin and what he had actually said that shouldn't have been left on the cutting room floor.
Thank you. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
This was actually posted. They call themselves posted by In the Now, and this is what and this has only had roughly 6 million views, folks. This is what NBC cut from the Putin interview after he basically let Megyn Kelly know that she's just a joke. Pretty joke, but a joke nonetheless. Here is what transpired, and of course I'll have to do the voiceover on this deal. Because unless this audience speaks Russian,
я вас прошу меня все-таки выслушать.
He says, please listen and pass this along what I'm about to say onto your viewers and listeners. We're holding discussions with our American friends and partners, people who represent the government, by the way, and they claim that some Russians interfered in U.S. elections. We tell them, we did, but you're constantly interfering in our political life. Can you imagine? They don't even deny it. When you know what they told us the last time, they said, yes, we do interfere, meaning the United States, but we're entitled to do it because we're spreading democracy. And you're not, and so you can't do it. Does this seem like a civilized and modern approach to international affairs at the level of the Russian government and at the level of the Russian president? There has never been any interference in the internal political processes of the United States. Not long ago, President Trump said something that was absolutely correct. He said that if Russia's goal was to sow chaos, it has succeeded. But that's not the result of any Russian interference. That's the result of your political system, the internal struggle, the disorder, the division. Russia has nothing to do with it whatsoever. We have nothing to do with it at all. Get your own affairs in order first. And by the way, the question's been framed, as I mentioned, that you can interfere anywhere you want because you bring democracy. But we can't. That's what causes conflicts. You have to show your partners respect, and they will respect you. Can I ask you the different question? Why did you encourage the government coup in Ukraine? Why did you do that? The U.S. had direct knowledge, spending billions of dollars on it. This was openly acknowledged by U.S. officials. Why do they support government coups and armed conflict in other countries? Why has the U.S. deployed missile systems along our borders? This is part of that interview with Megyn Kelly you never got to see. Because he was asking the hard questions that he knew Megyn Kelly wouldn't certainly answer. And they made sure that nobody in America saw that interview.
It says, Trump says Syria chemical attack will be met forcefully, but won't say when. So they're still running this whole thing, even though we know, and a lot, most everybody knows this was a false flag.
Well,
they're still pushing this issue now.
Steve?
Still doing it.
Steve, they're a little behind the curve. Because as fast as one of Donald Trump's tweets go out, this has already hit the World Wide Web. It's all over the place. All over the place. Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
I haven't read the book, but I've read and heard people talking about it and the concept called the Samson option. I have to worry somewhat about the Democrat mentality, or the liberals' mentality, the George Soros mentality of the Samson option. If they can't control it, they'll try to destroy it, and that might include, you know, destabilizing America to justify something like we saw depicted in the miniseries America or Red Dawn, where you get an international security force trying to secure America, because there's so much junk in this country that under an extended period of chaos, the whole world is jeopardized by 90 licensed Fukushima situations where, you know, the fuel rods are only used for 2 years in the reactors, but they have to sit for 6 years, and so they're building up and up and up, and nobody's doing anything with them. So, you know, some nut, Israeli nut or whoever, that wants to throw up a big EMP over Kansas, you know, about 400 miles up, down goes the grid within 3 or 4 weeks. I don't think anybody would dare attack America because of that. We have a de facto doomsday weapon.
Well,
we killed the planet. If somebody attacks America like that, or the Most High sends a solar flare that would do something like that, that's game over. That's a Fermi event. If you've ever heard of the Fermi filter, Fermi paradox, that's a world-ending event. And I think most of the world leaders know this. I think Putin knows this.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're not doing anything with all that fuel sitting around.
Well, with as many economic troubles as the globalists have brought to our doorstep that affected not only this country, but Russia, China, every industrialized nation on the planet, you would think that there would be a time of healing without going externally looking for trouble, that you maintain and try to put back your own house before you try to go and destroy somebody else's. I think that's pretty much what Vladimir Putin just said in that interview. Wow, amazing. Mike, I thank you for your call.
Sure.
All right. 800-313-9443. I almost would feel as if I'm slighting people by getting off this subject. I don't feel much like talking about Hungary. At any rate, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Just got a little text here from PJ Barton across the pond, and this is to the caller in Florida. There is some good news. Viktor Orban has scored a massive hit against the EU. 75% of the Hungarian parliament seats, I guess, have been won. So we'll see what Hungary does next. It was no fan of the European Union, and they were dragged kicking and screaming into their nightmarish night. And they said no. As a matter of fact, hell no. So we'll see what happens there.
So, John?
Yes, sir.
How's the financial support for RBN? I haven't heard anything about it. So.
We're still waiting for people to contribute.
Oh, jeez. Are you saying the lights may not stay on? What's going on?
Oh, no. Our electricity bill is now paid for. Thanks for okay. I want free power. At least the electricity bill is paid. Folks, in times of such as these, you're really going to need this network to be around. So we've been running commercials, talking about donating to the network. Please do. We need your support. You know, I wished I was just as rose-colored glassed and I guess optimistic that, well, you know, the economy is in good shape. We're adding millions of jobs. jobs report out, what was it, last Friday? What do we have? An additional 200,000 jobs that were added, but there were over 90 million people that were out of work. I don't see the connection here. I just don't. At any rate, folks, please contribute to the network. Make this a priority in your life to keep this network on the air, because I dare say, you know, I do not compromise. I haven't changed my tune. I haven't jumped flat-faced into politics as some others have had. No, we don't have any Trumpettes, direct connections to the White House. And quite frankly, we are standalone. We're pretty smart people. We can analyze what's going on without sending you down the railroad siding. We're going to stay on track here.
I think Steve has the phone number and the address.
I think I do. All right, let me look here. Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. There you go.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Or you can go to our webpage, Republic Broadcasting.
Go to the webpage. There you go.
Let me get it out.
Get it. Go.
Okay. RepublicBroadcasting.org. And a little button there. It's in a blue bar. It says donate. You can donate through PayPal. You do not have to be a member of PayPal. Okay? I want people to understand that. Don't have to be a member of PayPal to do this. Orders at republicbroadcasting.org is the magic button. Just go up there and make a donation. You can make a one-time donation, but we would hope and pray that you make a monthly donation. When you wake up, clear your mind, put your feet on the floor, decide that you're going to do something in this life that is, of all things that are bad in this world, I would like to think that we're one of the last remaining good things. By the way, gentlemen, I had some problems with my guys over the weekend here, not posting stories. There was a bunch of stories that dovetailed into each other, but they have not been posted for some strange reason. But one of which is that the NSA... and supposedly Donald Trump knows about this, they're going to be registering and going after anything and anybody, whether they be a talk show host, radio personality, whether they run a blog, a website, whatever the case may be. I'm sorry? I thought you did too, but I did not see it. At any rate, there's going to be a full-blown NSA spying on American people here. And I don't like the flavor of this. I don't like the way this is lining up. You know, we've got Mr. Zuckerberg that's going to be giving testimony at Congress tomorrow. But you know who's going to be he's giving testimony to? It's the people that he donated to. I'm like, really?
Oh, I saw that list. It's huge. It's a huge list.
It is monstrous. And Facebook is one of the people. You know, they're not the only ones out there. There are other platforms of which you can share information that is being screened and scammed and collected. The databases, I often wondered. I don't have a Facebook page, and I often wondered why people would do this, especially stupid men and stupid women that get up there and put out personal details about themselves. They put their life histories online for the world to see, and I could never understand that. It's like they're talking to a billion of their friends, when I don't know if I can trust the guy that's living next door to me, but they'll trust somebody in the cyber cloud somewhere and tell them all. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But Mr. Zuckerberg is going to be up in front of his the people he donated tomorrow, and I'm going to have to record this one. Because I want to watch this. I want to watch who's going to be softballing Mr. Zuckerberg.
John and Ron, would you guys refer to, would you call Mark Zuckerberg an oligarch and George Soros an oligarch? Would you refer to them as that?
I would.
Yeah. Definitely. Using their money to buy influence.
Powerful, right. Independent,
right.
Controlling, basically, I would say so.
Okay. Well, the reason I brought that up, I just had to laugh because Donald Trump with the sanctions on Russia, about the magnates, the oligarchs in business in Russia associated with the Kremlin. And I just have to laugh because we've got a ton of them here in the United States. I guess they just don't know what an oligarch is.
Well, you know what I find most fascinating, this term that's being thrown around about Bashar al-Assad, of him being a war criminal. He's lost damn near 500,000 people, 500,000 Syrians in Syria. This has been an ongoing attempted coup for 8 years, and he's still standing. And what has the United States done? How many have we killed under suspicious circumstance and or at least reason or excuse? I you want to talk about war criminals? Holy mackerel. I still don't see why the State Department is standing in this U.S. government. I've seen the State Department and the slime that's crawled out of that hole for years, going back to the 40s and the 50s. But yet they still are there. The deep state contacts, they're like a conduit for all the slime that you'd ever want to see or hear about. It's come right out of our own State Department. Man, I'm telling you, we need a change in this country. We need a republic back. We need to bring out the... You want to shut the Democrats up? You want to shut up the asshat, neocon, warmongering... I hope tomorrow I wake up and I hear that Mr. McCain died. I hope tomorrow that Lindsey Graham throws up his hands and walks away. I'm hoping that these neocons, that they can't possibly spend enough money or kill enough people. I want these people gone. And why did they pick the effeminate one? That still fascinates me.
You know, I hope they get rid of Make America Great Again and switch it to Save Our Country, because that's where we are. I don't think it has anything to do with making America great again.
We
need to save this country.
I agree. Jeff, hey, John, real quick, have we heard the tune that the UN is singing right now on this whole fake Syrian gas attack? Have we heard anything about the UN? Have they commented on this whole thing? I haven't heard.
Yeah, they have, and it's still ongoing. Don't worry, they're going to give us more poop tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, they're having an emergency meeting over the crisis in Syria right now. And I was listening to the Jewish lawyer out of New York today, Mark Levin. I'm so overclapped. He started out today's program talking about Chappaquiddick and Teddy Kennedy, and I'm going, wow. But listening to him, he has faith in the United Nations. Really? An organization always been run by communists. I wonder what his fascination really is.
Mm-hmm. Israel.
There you go. Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
Gentlemen, great show. I enjoy listening to you. You had a caller in from Kentucky, and he talked about the Samson option. Since our government's run by a banking oligarchy, and they control our media, culture, the banks, even foreign governments that are supposed to be our allies like Britain and Germany, since they run that, and they have through their power, used puppets. They use the Christian Zionist puppets like Bolton, Lindsey Graham, many, many others. What's now the greatest threat to world peace? Is it the Zionists or is it these puppets? In the end, it'll be a man like Trump that will press the button and vaporize us all. Can I blame that on Israel? I can't. I mean, this is where's the Christianity in this Christian Zionism, or is it a if you get in bed with the devil, you become the devil?
Well, I don't know that Trump's going to be pushing any buttons. That's the rhetoric that the left brought up, that you want this madman with his finger on the button. I don't know that Donald Trump has the capability.
Authorization. He doesn't have the authorization.
Well, not even authorization. I don't think that he's got the corrupted moral code to do something like that.
Yeah.
I don't feel that he does, but I know this much. Then he needs to get control politically, and he needs to get control of his own cabinet. Mm-hmm. And he's got to start making better decisions. I think on that aspect of who's the good guy and who isn't, I think there were many of the old guard left over just to pull Trump aside and say, hey, you know, I was secretly rooting for you, or I voted for you, and, you know, let me give you a little bit of advice. Yeah, this may not have all the appearances, but, you know, this is politics, and you've got to play the game. I think a lot of people have been in Trump's ear giving him advice, but again, this is the rats from the old rat nest that are still hanging around Washington, D.C. with an agenda. Jeff, thank you for your call. Let me go to Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, buddy, I want to back you up just a minute to Facebook.
Sure.
While it's heavily censored, and I was just semi-censored again today, all of a sudden I can't post to all of the pages that I belong to. I can only post to pages that I manage, in other words, ones I've made, which are a half a dozen, all political. My personal Facebook page is all about politics. If everybody goes out on Facebook, and you can make pages, no war on Syria, you know, invite your friends, talk to them, debate with them, you know, find the links to the downloads for, you know, RBN, and post, you know, snippets of it. If they've got a little bit of skill, you know, cut out portions that really mean something to you and turn it into an MP3. We can really use Facebook. And then at the end of the article, say, join me on Gab, where there's no censorship, and for $6 a month, no advertising, no, you know, no censorship. I like Gab personally. Having a great time there, brand new there, but massing up a bunch of people. But Facebook can be used to our advantage. Right now, they are running a little bit scared about censorship, because they've been doing it so much and everybody's raising so much hell, they haven't actually completely banned me again. They just said, well, you know, we don't like what you're doing, jumping onto all these pages and debating people about Syria, so we're going to just limit that you can only go to pages that you created.
Good.
Of course, I told all my friends, hey, do me a favor, jump over there and copy and paste my articles. But we need to use Facebook.
Yeah.
We need to use it. And then while we're at it, we also help try and kill it by getting people to go to, say, Gab, you know, which is my personal preference. And, you know, so it'll work. One other thing, boss. It's not that we worry about Trump's morals. I'm beginning to think he's just a stupid old man. He's just so stupid.
I can't attribute him to having a low IQ. I think the man is over his head. He's getting desperate as to where the good advice is coming from, because this is a pressure cooker. You've seen every president. And I don't care if it was Obama, I don't care if it was Daddy Bush or Junior Bush, I don't care who it was. 4 years in that White House will turn you stone white.
Well, yeah. The Bush, Clinton, Obama, and now Trump administrations are all following the same major agenda. No changes, nothing's changed. Man, yeah. I tell you what.
Chuck, I got to let you go because I got 19 callers here. Thank you. I appreciate your call. I've got Chris Hinckley also online. Let me go first to Dennis in God's waiting room. You got two people down there now, Steve.
Yeah.
Dennis, you
Hi,
there?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. Hi, everybody. Tonight, America got a pacifier, just like you put it in a baby's mouth to pacify her. through Tucker Carlson when he questioned a congressman named Weikert from Mississippi as to what are our national interests in Syria. And the closest thing the guy could come up with is, well, aid to Israel, aid to Israel. But he couldn't really give us a reason why we're there. And basically, I think we look at that. That's just something to make us think, well, somebody's fighting for us to stop this war. But I think they're going full steam ahead. One other I have a question for you on, one more question, John, real quick. It was mentioned that there was a governor, that wound up denying Trump the troops from the National Guard to go down to the border. But from what I understood, when the National Defense Authorization Act was signed, that took the prescription that the president had to request the use of National Guard troops from every state. That it was gave him complete control over them and took that control away from the governors. Am I right or am I wrong?
You know, that's one aspect of the NDAA. Either one of you gentlemen know, because I'll be honest with you, Dennis, I do not know that aspect of it.
No, I don't either.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, what state is it? Do you know?
It was, I'm not sure.
Well,
but
okay, hold on. I know Texas is going with the National Guard. I know Arizona is going with the National Guard. Mr. Snowflake out in California is not real happy about it, but I've not heard anything out of New Mexico. And I would suspect...
Just remember, the first war in Iraq, they took the National Guard troops from the United States and sent them all overseas.
That's true.
That's what they had to do to be able to affect that.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. I know you got some phones to answer, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it. Chris Hinckley is on Skype, too. Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Good evening.
Hey, Chris.
That piece that Tucker Carlson did was interesting, that your caller there just, I think, kind of confirmed that. I didn't listen to the whole monologue, but it's very, I think, courageous, and him calling out a lot of the propaganda, you know, really just kind of calling this push, again, the same thing that we've heard before in very specific terms, which I think is great. I'll re-listen to it later, but the only thing I would add is, which I think dovetails with what you guys were saying, you know, the National Security Act of 1947 created the CIA, and folks can go to the CIA activities in Syria Wikipedia page, which even starts CIA activities with the coup in 1949. So basically, immediately after the CIA was created, it started messing around in Syria, among other places. And you can skip forward to the entry on the war 2011 to 2017, and you find the words. WikiLeaks has reported that the U.S. government has been covertly funding the Syrian opposition since 2006. Special Activities Division, CIA SAD, that is, teams are speculated to have been deployed in Syria during the uprising to ascertain rebel groups. That's the color revolution of March 2011, by the way. But to your guys' point about Donald Trump and his foreign policy advisors, I would just add Ralph McGahee's quote, a 25-year CIA veteran, career intelligence medal recipient, who said in his book, "The CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence," quote unquote, justifying those activities. It shapes its intelligence even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability or, you know, chemical weapons attacks in this case, to support presidential policy. Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. That's from a CIA, you know, 25-year CIA veteran. So,
yeah, it didn't, Chris, by the way, it didn't take too long since the act that created the CIA. And during World War II, it was, what was it called before then? Slipping my...
The OSS?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the OSS, Office of Special Something or Other. But yeah,
exactly.
You're right. And what 10 years, almost a little over 10 years later, with Eisenhower leaving office, he saw what was happening, and he tried to warn the American people of the military-industrial complex. And now we've got this fine-tuned to the point where you got the CIA and their advisors, or the senior foreign policy advisors, chattering right in Trump's ear. Man, was this prophetic, or was it prophetic?
And so, like everybody on this network has been saying over the last, you know, well, since John Bolton's, you know, since that announcement, what can we expect? And all of a sudden, here we go with facts be damned, you know, Assad is an animal, and we have to, even though Tucker Carlson, among others, actually, I was shocked. He reported that Assad was winning in the region, which is a fact that's largely occluded from the mainstream Western press. And on Road Warrior Radio, I played the two clips from RT in February and March, where they said that White Helmets and partners were stockpiling chlorine gas and related weaponry for what looked like a false flag chlorine gas attack. RT reported that two months ago.
They only have one choice at this time. It's either to shut the hell up, quietly let this thing, let the dust settle on it, let Assad's army, his intelligence agencies, along with the Russian military and their intelligence service, get rid of what is left of ISIS in Syria, and then just walk away from it, because they're running a real danger here. You know, they didn't talk too much about, well, where did those weapons of mass destruction come from that ended up in Saddam Hussein's hands?
Exactly.
The fingerprints of the Mossad, the CIA, the U.S. government, and specifically the English government are all over this thing. And if they do not back down and digress from this, this thing is going to blow up in their faces. They're in over their head, and they can't stop this. The information is out there.
It's crazy. So in that context, you know, Bolton is one of the most insane leaders of that. And so in the context of Ralph McGahee's remarks, Trump, I would say, is just the latest dog that's getting wagged by his foreign policy advisors.
Well, but Donald should know better. And does he not have level-headed people that know what's going on? I'm not talking about being part of the swamp and holding your nose and wearing your hip boots. I'm talking about people that are outside of this that see clearly, that know by the lessons of history, that know of the dynamics of all of this going on, has been, is now, and will continue. Why is he not getting the advice from people that are stable and knowledgeable and have a good background on the subject of what the hell is going on?
That's a provocative rhetorical question.
Yes, isn't it? Hey, we're out of time. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for sitting in for me for 3 days. I appreciate that very much.
My pleasure. Glad to help.
All righty. Ron McDonald.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, John.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And Steve Elkins.
Pleasure to be here.
Don't step on any landmines.
I hope I'm not wrong about tomorrow morning. Let's cross our fingers on this one.
I just want to wake up tomorrow morning and hear that John McCain, poor John McCain, one of our hero senators, has quietly passed away during the night. That would be a start.
With the devil nipping at his heels.
There you go.
Yes.
All the way to hell. All right, folks. Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.